Boston's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire. Presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
Man, usually I get a little hype here, man, but I'm already, you know what's on my mind is food, dude. Food. I, you know, go out to fill my water up, and you guys are talking about pies and, you know, pie a la mode and put the vanilla scoop on the pie. And, man, I don't really have a sweet tooth, but I'm hungry, Sam. I'm hungry. Cranky, baby. In the mood for a money sandwich, a little green sandwich, some spinach, actually spinach, just raw spinach out of a bag. I don't like spinach all cooked and mushy and stuff like that. I don't like that.
Yuck.
I don't like it. Yeah.
Right? Trying to get on your Popeye, bro?
No, I'm trying to get something else. Spinach on my pizza, pie. Nah, that'd be a little crazy there. Some green spinach in my bag. Yeah, some money. That'd be nice. Nice. I'm looking at a really nice payday here. I hope it pans out. Don't want to give away anybody's tips because I'm in a contest that's a payout of like $75 too for the first place winner. And you have a chance right now to still change your lineup, you know, until that lineup locks. So that's what happens when the Saturday, Sunday slate plays. Like, the Saturdays, once they're started, you can't change the lineup, but you can still, if you have money, you can move money around to get some significant players in your lineup if you have to, man. But yeah, all right, so before we get into Who Do You Love, because Who Do You Love's kind of like halfway fizzled out a little bit. It's not too fizzled
out. It's tough to do it now.
It's a little bit tough. It's kind of tough. So we'll reflect on who I have in my lineup, right? But I don't want to give away my people that I have in my lineup right now, because this could turn into something really special. But I'm still going to talk about it. I will still talk about the people that you need in your lineup for today. But I just can't give you the actual lineup, because that could, I don't know. It's just, I believe, I'm very superstitious. I'm very superstitious, so I believe if I brag or share about something, then something will happen and just go the other way, even though the gods have already seen it through. I don't know, Zay, but right now I got food on my mind, man. So I wanted to, like, you guys were talking about, like, you know, putting some vanilla ice cream on some pies and stuff like that. I don't really have a sweet tooth. But I have.
Yeah, because my guy Sam was shouting me out because your boy, I've been on my New Year's resolution.
Oh, there you go.
James Harden weight loss. Not as fast as James, but, you know, I'm doing quite well. So your boy, our boy Sam, shouted me out. And I was telling him how I had a terrible James Harden-like binge
stretch
on pie and ice cream during the holidays.
But it's allowed. It's called heart, or what is it, health food, right? It's where we go to when we're sitting around with the holiday food and everything like that. We, you know, it's home cooking, it's health food stuff to
snack
on.
My metabolism couldn't be worse at this point in my life.
I'm 39, man. It is completely slowed down. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to hold myself accountable. I picked up a few pounds over the holiday break. I need to lose them and shed them. I think we're going to try and get back down to what I looked like in the Marines, man. It's going to be tough.
You've been saying that to me for the last three years.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm saying it. I'm coming out clean. I'm saying it on air. So now the people of Austin, you know what? This
hold
is
you
on,
accountable.
This is on all of us. I'm going to hold you all accountable. All right? I'm going to hold us all accountable here for my weight loss.
I'll say it to the people of Austin. I've been fat, and I plan on staying fat.
Oh, man. Hey, well, I love you, brother. Hey, man. You know what else that's great is that everybody else loves you, too. So that we love you just for the who the hell you are, man. Don't even change. But if you feel like changing, then go ahead and do it if you want to, man. But, yeah, I think I'm going to – yeah, as you notice, boys, I don't have a monster here. So I've been having some sharp pains in my flanks. Like, I don't know if it's kidney stones or whatever like that, but I mean it's scary and dude, it doesn't feel good. So my wife's just like, you better cut that stuff out. So I've been doing the water with a lemon in here trying to, I don't know, I got to get my health back, man, but man, I am up to 223, dude. Not good. Just not good. I gotta get down.
Oh, that's lightweight in my class, dog.
Yeah, but I'm like, I surrender like 4 inches to you, dude. Like I'm 4 inches shorter than you, man. Like you're what? Eh. I'm you're 6'4", right? 6'3"?
Yeah, I like to say 6'4".
You're
6'4".
Dude, you're 6'4" because I'm 6 foot, and you got a nice 4. I'm 6 foot with cleats on, and you got a nice you got a nice 6'4" frame to you, man. So yeah. But I mean, yeah, 220 over 200 is big for me. Like that's just big. Like I should not be over 200 pounds. I definitely need
like,
to get
you
it
know,
back.
You know, Wax. When I had to take a look at my weight, is when people always ask me now, where did I play football? Like you know, I'm a hooper. I'm a hooper. Yeah. I'm a hooper through and through. Right. Yeah, that hurts. That's when I had to look at myself in the mirror because somebody was like, "Yo, man, you look like you used to play. Yeah. Where did you play at?" And I was like, I was telling them my basketball career. They were like, "Oh, I thought you were a football player." Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh man," because
you know
what they're thinking. They're thinking, "Oh, this brother used to play on the line."
Yeah. Or like defensive end, like not like that, like defensive end, like you could rip somebody up, man. Like defensive end. That's what I think you look like. I mean I would not want to mess with you, put it that way.
Yo, that's what they tried to get me to play. And then once I saw how much contact was involved playing defensive end and whatnot, like not for me.
Yeah. Shout out to my man David Gonzalez, my broadcast partner. He played defensive end at the Longhorns, man, under Charlie Strong. Big shout out. He's an avid listener to the show. So you talking defensive end, I just had to give him a shout out. Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. So I got that comment, that similar comment too, you know, when somebody it was Military Appreciation Month and they were showing something over there at the news station at Spectrum News and they pulled us all up, you know, all the veterans up there, and they showed like old pictures of us and everything, and you saw me in the military, and the one dude was just like, man, you look like you could, you know, rip somebody open back then. And the only thing that I heard was back then, you know what I mean? The only thing I heard was back then, man. I was just like, yeah, it was a different story. So let me get to how I looked back then. You know what I mean? But now I can't, because you know I'm thinking about food and right here, right next to us is Rudy's, dude. And I don't know if you, dude, pro tip right now, go and get one, like the chopped sandwich right after I get out of here. It's like $3, dude. That and a drink, you're looking under $5 for a little bit, just a nice little meal, just to suit you. Well, I guess some people will call it a meal. Maybe it's a snack for me. I don't know, but it holds me over until I get home, bro. But it's good.
Yeah, Rudy's has been holding me down for years. Like, Rudy's is that spot.
It's like that. It's a chopped sandwich, man, and it's already made. It's fresh. I don't, you know, the breakfast tacos are there too, man. But for some reason, like at this time of day right now, that's the go-to, man. It's the chopped sandwich. Yeah, that's all I was thinking about. All right, so let's talk. We got the games coming up today. We got for the AFC divisional game. We got Patrick Mahomes hosting Baker Mayfield coming in. What do you think is going to happen here, Zay? You think, you know, Baker's going to shock the world? I mean, no OBJ, but Jarvis Landry seems to be doing something. Austin Hooper's starting to get it going. And then you got a fierce dynamic duo coming out of the backfield with Chubb and Hunt. So, I mean, do you make a lineup? Now, For some reason, I don't have one today. I had one last week. But this week would be the week to roster up Chubb and Hunt in your lineup, I believe. Because they could just make us – you're not going to want Patrick Mahomes on the field, do you? So I'm thinking you're going to see a lot of ground and pound with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, and I think the Browns, their best bet is to hope that the Chiefs get off to a slow start due to the fact that they've had a bye. You know, we kind of saw that yesterday with the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, right now it's the Chiefs, you know, -9.5. So, they're prepared to have a blowout in a way. Like, you don't really see a line that high, you know, in the playoffs. But I'm with you. If the Browns could stick to their running game and use Chubb and Kareem Hunt, you know, and keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, then that clearly, you know, benefits the Browns in a long, you know, in a playoff game like this, especially with, you know, how I don't want Baker Mayfield throwing it over 30 times a game.
Like, it's probably gonna. It's probably gonna happen though. The Chiefs are probably gonna get to they'll probably get to the early lead, and then I don't think that you can continue to do the Browns ground and pound game when you're down maybe two quick scores, because that could definitely happen with this Chiefs. That's the thing. Like, the Browns defense is pretty decent. Like, they're nasty. Like, Myles Garrett and that front four can get off the ball and get after you. But I mean, you could definitely see Patrick Mahomes score quick. Now, no Sammy Watkins today, so I think you're going to see a lot of Robinson. I think he's worth a flyer for daily fantasy sports purposes. I mean, he's only sitting there at 43, but Walsh is right. I mean, what is the over-under on Tyreek Hill having two touchdowns here? I mean, take that prop, because it's going to happen, man. I think no one on the field can cover this dude anyways, man. And oh my God, you had, you know, 2 weeks to prepare again. Andy Week coming off of a bye week. It's going to be tough for the Browns, dude.
You know, it's crazy. We always talk about these best receivers, the best in the league, Devontae Adams, you know, Stephon Diggs led the league in receiving yards and receptions, Nuke Hopkins, but we never mention Tyreek Hill. And it's weird because
he's little.
Is
that why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because that Chiefs offense just has too much firepower and he's playing with one of the greatest quarterbacks.
Because he's definitely a legitimate receiver, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's not just a special teams guy. Yeah, he's tier one for sure. And he plays alongside Travis Kelce, who is, you know, the best tight end that we've seen in the last 20 years or so. You know, so it's like we don't give Tyreek Hill that credit that I think that he deserves. But, you know, after the receivers that I just said with, you know, Adams, Nuke Hopkins, you know, et cetera, he's right there. Like, he is right there with the elite top-tier wide receivers. And we need to start giving him his credit, because it's not just because of Patrick Mahomes, which obviously, you know, he's a once-in-a-lifetime talent. But Tyreek Hill, like, he's been doing it for the last few years.
Consistently.
Consistently, absolutely. And he had a really great season. Like, it's not a surprise to see him have, you know, to maybe see him have three touchdowns today. So
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So why do we not do it? Do we not do it because of his size? I mean, because I definitely have that same type of bias, like, especially I feel it in a fantasy football draft. Like, I'm like, Tyreek Hill will be available. It happened this year, as a matter of fact. He was available and I passed on him, and I was like, you know what, let me now. Thankfully, taking Derrick Henry was the right pick, but projected had Tyreek Hill a little bit ahead of Derrick Henry because of the PPR format. You get a full point PPR, and I was sitting here thinking to myself, all right, you know what, He's doable, but I mean, maybe I take Derrick Henry here just because, you know, I don't look at Tyreek Hill as a top tier elite one like I would do a Michael Thomas or a Devontae Adams or maybe even a Michael Evans. Because let me tell you something right now. I think this dude is better than Mike Evans, dude. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Like, And you look at the size and stature and just frame of Mike Evans, sure, it's, you know, tall drink of water and, you know, huge target, right? Brady can find him anywhere on the field. But, my God, he can't run away from anybody like Tyreek Hill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody that can cover this dude.
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill's versatility is just elite in itself. Like, you could put him in on reverses. You could put him behind your backfield and play him as a running back. You could put him in the slot. You could put him wide and have him be a deep threat. Like, he could do anything on the field. And I really don't know why we haven't, you know, put him in that elite category with the Mike Evans, Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams.
I think he's there now, bro.
I think he's there 100%. And I really do think it's just because of Patrick Mahomes being the elite guy that he is. You know, I think we take for granted the weapons that Patrick Mahomes has.
No, you're right. You got a great point. And I think Patrick Mahomes adds to it too, right? I think having Patrick Mahomes adds to his ability to be small. Like, he's able to do this because Patrick Mahomes has such pinpoint accuracy with his arm, right? Like, he can drop it down on a dime to where Tyreek Hill can just run away from people. Or if Patrick Mahomes has that arm strength to just say, hey, you know, Tyreek, just sprint, you know, run a nine, dude, and don't let anybody catch you, and I'll throw it to you when you pass the, you know, the 70-yard mark. You know what I mean? Like, these two are an exceptional tandem, and I think for sure 100% top-tier, tier-one wide receiver Tyreek Hill. I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
I'm buying it. You know what? I'm not passing on him next year in fantasy football. Actually,
yeah,
I even picked Michael Thomas over him this year too, and look what happened. That bit me in the ass.
Yeah,
I mean, don't get me wrong. Michael Thomas is Mr. Automatic, but my God, man, Tyreek Hill, 60-point game that 1 week. I mean, what was that? Almost a month ago, 3 weeks ago. That could happen. Again, that could happen in fantasy football today. He could go off. He could probably have three touchdowns.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, fire away.
Let me ask you a question, Wags. With no Taysom Hill playing today for New Orleans Saints, do you think that's going to be an issue for them trying to, you know, get their offense going? And is that really going to affect, you know, their play on the field against the Buccaneers?
I mean, don't get me wrong. He's definitely a, you know, the Swiss Army knife. He brings so much versatility to the offense, but I also think it's going to allow Breeze to take a step back and kind of get into a better flow, if that makes any sense, because now he can get into that traditional type of feel for that offense. You know, if he needs a release valve, he's got Cook there. With no Latavius Murray, he's going to be leaning on a heavy dose of 41 in that backfield, so expect a huge day from Alvin Kamara. And then in Harris, Deontay Harris, he is emerging as a really good wide receiver on this Saints squad. And now you bring back Mr. Automatic. Michael Thomas, it looks like he's healthy off that ankle. And it's go time. It's win time for the Saints. And, you know, I know Walsh is heavy on his Bucs, but, I don't think it's going to work out the way that he feels. I think the Saints are hosting the Bucs, and I think the Saints are going to spoil – I think they're going to be bad hosts, man. I think they're going to spoil the party because I think the Saints are going to – beat the brakes off the ball. I mean, it's going to be a close contest, but you're going to see this offense open up. I think you're going to see Breeze. He's going to be opening up. He'll have Michael Thomas on slants and stuff like that. But again, Kamara will be working the hashes underneath, and then you'll see Cook, you know, do those button hooks, you know, the hook to curl routes, and then maybe hitting you in the flats a little bit more. I think it's going to be deadly for the Saints. I think they're going to win today, man.
I'm so curious to see this offense with no Taysom Hill and how big that he's been this season, because he changes the game with where you could put him on offense and how many different looks that he brings to the table for this New Orleans Saints team. Now, I feel like they're going to be easier to guard in a way. I'm still kind of wary on Drew Brees' health and how healthy, you know, those ribs really are. Because, like Walsh said, if he takes certain hits, you know, they don't – I'm not too
fond of
Jameis Winston.
You got famous Jameis.
Yeah, see, See, I'm not too fond with his crab leg ass coming in the game and you know, what he could bring to the table. So I would be on the lookout for that. And, you know, Brady, we talked about Petty with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, let's talk about this,
like,
too.
You're telling me that Tom Terrific isn't back there looking at, you know, people saying, oh, you can only do this with Bill, you know, on the headset. Like, I know Bruce Arians.
That's all he's thinking.
He's no, you know, Belichick. He's no Parcells. But if Tom Brady could win with him and win in this new situation, like, what that does for his career, like, he's already the greatest quarterback of all time. But winning here
just solidifies it. Winning in another place.
That won't. Like, there's nobody even close already, but it wouldn't even be like it would be like Jordan, like, in a way, like, how, because nobody's catching Jordan because of his legacy
for real.
And
but he would actually be
Space Jam.
He would be solidifying himself from Jordan to do it in another place with another tandem. No, I'm with you there, but can it be done? Now look. You break down this receiving core of Tampa Bay, right? We talked about the stalwart there with Michael Thomas. You know about Godwin. He can ascend to godlike measures here. But how about Antonio Brown now? It looks like Antonio Brown's starting to come to form. I mean, he was targeted 15 times two weeks ago, right, against when they played against Atlanta in Week 17. And then in the wild card, you know, he only got three targets, but he got two receptions and a touchdown. He's just deadly from anywhere on the field. Remember how this dude was when he had Juju Smith-Schuster on the other side of the field with an accurate Ben Roethlisberger. Now he's got the GOAT, like you just talked about. He's got the GOAT dropping dimes on him. He only had the GOAT for 1 week in New England. These two only had each other for 1 week in New England, and it worked out great. It was a little bit of exciting, and now you're starting to see it actually come into form and fire on all cylinders here. Again, a lot of toys to play with for Brady. You take that on the other side, you get Drew back into his – I guess his origin there, to where he feels a little bit more comfortable. Because with Taysom Hill going, you know, that can kind of get you out of your groove, right? Having Taysom Hill just come in and be all over the place and not knowing if he's going to take the next snap or whatever. I can only imagine or assume that can get you out of your groove, right? To me, man, I don't know. I think it's going to be a really good contest watching this, but I think the Saints take it away, man. I can't wait to see what's happening, because I got Antonio Brown on my field or on my fantasy team for DFS today too. So Michael Thomas and Antonio Brown day, it could be really fun, man. It could be really fun. I expect a lot of, what's the over and unders on this, what, 52, 53 now? Yeah. And then the Browns Chiefs is 56.5, Zay. So I mean, we're gonna see a lot of explosive firepower here, man. It's gonna be a fun contest. The only thing, the bummer about it, is that we gotta wait until 2. You know what I mean? We got to wait until 2 until Chiefs and Browns get started. That's the first game. And then the afternoon, the evening game is the Bucks and Saints. Dude, listen to this, though. So my kids got a basketball game tonight at 9 o'clock and one at 10 p.m. What is that about?
Wait, tonight?
Tonight.
What league is this?
Dude, I don't know. It's AAU, man.
Yeah, that sounds like AAU to me.
Like, what is this on a Sunday, bro?
I mean, the kids don't have school on Monday. Like, I remember playing in basketball tournaments where, like, our last game, especially when tournaments got back, our games got backed up due to, like, a forfeit or just certain games got, you know, put into overtime or something like that. Like, the game start running behind. So your 9:30, you know, p.m. game is now 11.
Right. No, I feel that.
Almost. And so I remember those games.
And I know the kids,
you know, 4 in the day.
Shout out to Martin Luther King. You know, that's tomorrow. We celebrate, you know, his glory tomorrow. And we all have, you know, most of us have the day off. But, you know, kids have the day off. But I don't have it. You know, you got to work. I got to work. Sam's got to work. You know what I mean? Like, this industry, you work on Martin Luther King or on any type of holiday. On Christmas, you work on any type of holidays, man. So,
yes.
You know, me going to a game at 10 o'clock and then having to get up at 2:30 in the morning, that sucks. That sucks, man. It just hit, like, my wife just texted me. She's just like, yeah, Reed's game, you know, his doubleheaders at 9 and 10. Like, what is this?
I think this is one time where you're not a bad dad to not show up. Is that controversial?
I got
to
watch him play, man.
Is that a you thing, or is that like
a... I just get joy out of watching him play.
Fair enough. Lame. Gross.
Whatever. Whatever. I don't get to. I don't get to see it that much anymore, man. Get out of my kitchen, Sam.
Nerd.
Yes. All right. Sam, I don't know what your relationship's like with your father, but I hope it's good. I with what you just said about you hating on Wags and him trying to
Here's a carton of cigarettes, Johnny, smoke up.
Man.
You ever seen that Breakfast Club? No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a dark scene.
That is a really dark scene.
Oh, that's dark. The cigarette.
It's about the size of a cigar. Do I stutter? Oh, my God. Bender. John Bender. All right. Don't go nowhere. Yo. Don't go on a bender anywhere. All right. It's the Wagner Wire. When we come back, hold that thought, Zay. When we come back, man, we'll talk about it. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260, every hour, brought to you by Tom McCain Audiovisual Consultations. Go ahead and give him a call, 255-8678, 512-255-8678. It's the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9. AM 1260, stream it live at hornfm.com. Oh, little Johnny Cicada right there, man. All I really want. Oh, you don't even know, but that is what, circa 93? 92? What's the other one that he has?
Bro, you were educating me on this the other day.
Man, I gotta tell you, this dude, when about Mark 233 or 223 minute mark, two, where he just takes off down the desert. Just leaves his car behind.
Yeah.
Just starts running after his girl.
He's like dancing on it right now.
Oh, yeah. He's feeling it. It's about to drop. If you go, say goodbye. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. This is bringing it back, man. You're the reason. You are the reason. But I'm almost there. Give me a sign. Give me a time. That's right, man. I'll show you that in your mind. Oh, my God. Johnny, bring it down. Blare it. Wow. Brown, all I really want is you. Come through. Oh, my God, John Cicada. Thank you for that, Sammy. It's the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. You stream live at hornfm.com. That is John Cicada bringing us just that wave of great music right there. But, yeah, before we – dude, that's what life was like in the 90s. You had a lot of John Cicada. Listening to VH1, Pop-Up Video. Do you guys remember Pop-Up Video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Such good trash. Oh, yes. Oh, man. Just talking about the awful videos, man. Oh, what a Rico Suave. Ale, ale, oh. I don't know the words, but I mean, yeah, dude. I learned about some really awful videos on Pop-Up Video, man. Yeah, all right.
A lot of black and white back
then. Lots of black and white.
A lot of black and white.
God, but that's another, like, that's the era of, like, Toni Braxton. Like,
wow.
Oh, baby, don't you know that you're so oh, my God, Toni Braxton back in the day? Tell me.
Yeah, Toni Braxton, she had that unique voice. Like, it was low. She has a good voice, but it was low. Yeah.
Unbreak My Heart. Yeah, that's a good one.
Unbreak My Heart.
But when she's on the when she's in that all white, I don't know if it's leather. She's in some kind of suit, but it's tight. And she's dancing and talking. It's a lot faster than this.
I just remember like this one because she's playing Twister in lingerie. And that resonated with me as a young boy. I was about that.
No, yeah, that's a coming of age moment, that's for sure.
Say you love.
Oh yeah,
me
she
again.
could definitely get down.
This was a hit.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Just when you walked out the door, God, just want to turn away. Oh, my God. Come back to me, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. I cried so many nights.
Oh, you know who else could get a two back? His songs were always on the, I mean, for baby making music too. Brian McKnight.
Oh, yes.
Dude, my God.
He's Mount Rushmore.
Dude, you want to talk about the go-to, the obligatory music that is on the, just to make them drop. Just, oh my God. Put that on there, yeah. And then, I mean, you know, after that, you know, Johnny Legend just kind of took over. I mean, my God. I'll tell you right now, man, it's over. It's over, man. I got the list, man. All right, talking about the list that I have, too, for Daily Fantasy Sports. Oh, all right, we got to talk a little bit about, you know, we talked a little bit about the scene in the Breakfast Club, right? Just this deep and disturbing scene. We'll give it right back to the rest of the roster for Who Do You Love? But look here. All right, there's a scene in the Breakfast Club where basically Emilio Estevez calls John Bender out. It's played by, who plays this dude? Who plays John Bender? I can't remember.
I don't know. He was in New Jack City, too. Yeah. He was Ice Cube's homie.
I know who. It's Judd Nelson. It's Judd Nelson. So Emilio Estevez calls Judd Nelson out. He's just like, that's full of crap. That's a load of story, man, just to make you sound tough. He goes, oh, yeah? Look at this arm. look at the mark of a cigar size, about the size of a cigar, huh? Do I stutter? Huh? And I mean, he was shook. Like Zay brought up, like Emilio was shook.
All right. Emilio had a real
like he
wake
saw a
up
ghost.
Call.
Like he saw yeah. a ghost, dude. All right, well, here's a little bit. If you don't recall the scene, I don't know how you can, but here's a little bit of the scene, Sammy. Play it real quick.
What about your family?
Mine?
Yeah.
Sweetie.
Be ready for the dump button.
Odin, son of a bitch. Retarded, big mouth, know-it-all asshole.
Yeah, you gotta dump it.
Well, maybe not quite the scene for...
Yeah, you gotta dump that. Sam, I thought
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Sam.
The
podcast is going to be lit.
Hold on.
I don't remember him saying that.
I do. No. I said, that's why I said you came in too early, have the dump button ready.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We talk about the great producing. We talk about the great producers all the time. This was not the time to say that. Sam, we had to go listen to that before we played that on there. That was amazing.
I remember The Breakfast Club being a much cleaner movie in my head.
Sam,
no, it's a dark movie.
It's very deep and dark and disturbing, especially when they're all in the library there. That's okay.
I stand corrected. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
but when they're talking, when the bud was found, when they discovered the grass.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Johnson's underwear.
Well, see, I remember stuff like that.
You're a tough guy, Bender, huh? What if your weed was on fire, huh? What if your dope was on fire? It's impossible, sir. It's in Johnson's underwear. That was great. That's just classic. Man. Just classic.
That's classic.
Dude. But yeah, Judd Nelson. That's all right, dude. That got dumped.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, you know, we got it all.
Eat my shorts. Oh yeah, you just got another. That's from the pair. That's not another teen movie, but yeah, that's great.
Okay. Now we're going down another path. Not Another Teen Movie is the greatest spoof movie of all time.
By far.
Okay,
let's just put the Italian exchange student. She's great.
Yeah, like it's Grazie. That and Don't Be a Menace while drinking tomato juice in South Central.
What I just realized, Chris Evans is in Not Another Teen Movie. Captain America is in Not Another Teen Movie. Oh, my God. You know, you got to start somewhere. You know what I mean? I mean, Ryan Reynolds was Van Wilder.
God, what a movie, bro.
That movie was
awesome. I forgot about Van Wilder.
That movie was awesome.
The first time I saw Ryan Reynolds was in that The Blade 3.
Oh, you're right.
Blade 3.
You're right.
That was the first time I've ever seen Ryan Reynolds.
I don't think that was the first time I've seen him, but he did Blade 3. That's when he started getting his gigs. He got Blade 3 right after Van Wilder, and then from Blade 3, okay. He got Deadpool in the first Wolverine when they actually, like, sewed his mouth up. Like, that's where he actually goes back in his Deadpools and kills that character.
Yeah.
Like, that's hilarious. But anyways, that's another movie. All right, so back to sports. It's been a wild roller coaster, man. Thank you guys for hanging in there. So we have the Browns playing the Chiefs today at 2:30. The only thing, the shame of it is that we got to wait until 2:05 is when the game is. We got to wait until 2:05 for it to actually kick off. I got a lot of Nick Chubb in my lineup today. I also have a lot of Austin Hooper here for the Browns. I think the Browns, you're going to have a significant hill to climb going up against this Chiefs offense here. They're just a juggernaut of an offense. You got Andy Reid having, another bye week, essentially. I don't know what his record is off, but I think he's only lost three. He's only dropped three games off of a bye week. I think Bieniemy's going to have this offense firing on all cylinders, man, and watch Pat Mahomes come out and just start throwing dimes. You got a lot of T.Y. Hilton here, or not T.Y. Hilton, excuse me, Tariq Hill here, and you also have, Kelsey that Zay was talking about on the other side. You got two of the most prolific aerial threats, coming from the tight end spot and then into the wide receiver spot. And then, oh, by the way, you got, Le'Veon Bell and then also Clyde Edwards-Helaire, coming out of the backfield as well. So a lot to play with here. I like Johnson. I think DeMarcus Johnson is going to have a nice day with no Sammy Watkins in this lineup. I got him in my lineup here. I got a lot of ownership, a lot of exposure here for Johnson. Cleveland's 29th in the league at allowing wide receivers to score on them. If you can't afford Tyreek Hill, this is a poor man's Tyreek Hill that you can get into your lineup for $49,000 for $4,300. So again, that bodes well for you. Zay, you got any players that you want in your lineup that you think is going to have good days? What about Baker Mayfield? Do you think Baker Mayfield's going to have a good day today?
I think Baker's going to have a tough one. I want him to have a good day, but I think this Kansas City Chiefs team, I think they're going to come out swinging. I feel like they have a lot to prove on trying to go back-to-back because not many teams do that, and they're in a really good situation to do so. I think it's going to be a tough one for Baker today, absolutely.
I also like Nick Chubb. I think Nick Chubb gets busy. I have 100% ownership on Nick Chubb. He's 6,600 for DraftKings today, 24 points last week. Again, this is one of the weeks that I wouldn't be too hesitant on putting, Hunt and Chubb in your lineup. Again, a lot of people walk it back and say that, having two running backs from the same team or in the same backfield in your same lineup is kind of like fantasy suicide. But this is an anomaly of a team. Like the Browns, this Browns offense, I mean, that's usually where they can beat you at, is coming out of the backfield, especially with no OBJ coming out of their wide receiver front. Jarvis Landry's been getting busy over the past couple of weeks. But with the emergence of Hooper now, finding himself, active in this offense, Baker finding a lot of good rapport there. You're seeing Higgins come alive now with no OBJ here. But again, I think the real stalwarts, the real juggernauts of this offense is Chubb and Hunt. I think if you can have this dynamic duo hit you with a 1-2 punch here, you have a chance. You have a chance to stay in it. But the thing is, Zay, is you got to keep this offense. You got to keep the Chiefs' offense from scoring because it feels like the offensive game plan for the Browns only works as if you have the lead. Or am I wrong? Am I like there's just no way that you can continue to do what the Browns grind out and continue to do to you with a deficit. Margin of maybe 10 to 14 points. You can't look up at the end of the first quarter and be down 10 to 14 points and expect to run your game plan. It's not going to work.
Yeah, and that's the problem with any team that's run heavy. When you come towards playoff time, because if you get down, it's hard to catch up, and you got to rely on your quarterback, which, you know, most of the time you don't want to do that. You know, we saw that a lot with the Rams this year, and, you know, we're seeing that with the Browns also. So, yeah, I'm with you, Wags. I think they have to establish their run game early, which that's also a reason why I think Baker's going to have a tough game today, because I think the Chiefs are going to come out swinging. You know, with the
they're gonna want to light it up.
Yeah, they're gonna want to light it up, and they have a lot to prove, especially with you know, when you see teams like Green Bay and you see teams like Buffalo, like it's gonna be tough to repeat, like, because either one of those teams could beat the Chiefs, I think. So, you know, the Chiefs definitely have to, you know, put their feet on the Browns' throats and take care of them early and not give them a chance to even think that they're in the game.
For me, you know, I think getting to the ground game early is what you were talking about, and that bodes well for the Browns here. Chubb going up against this Chiefs defense, they're 23rd at allowing running backs to score on them. That bodes well for Chubb. I got a lot of Chubb ownership, like I was talking about, but also – I got Hill. I got Tyreek Hill in my lineup as well. 29th. Cleveland Browns are 29th at allowing wide receivers to score on them. And then through the air, they yield 277 yards, almost 278 yards through the air. That's 27th in the league in the NFL. I like that. I'll take that all day. Again,
I don't think too much is going to come from the backfield of the Chiefs with Bell and Allaire. I think most of the damage is going to be done either through the hash marks with Kelce, Hill, or I'm telling you, you can even go and get DeMarcus Robinson for a cheap $4,300, Zay. We're going to take a break real quick and then wrap a bow on this bad boy, tell you the rest of the players that you need in your lineups before you have to get the green in your pocket, before the divisional rounds of Sunday kick off. It's the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
And welcome back to the Wagon Wire on 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com. Every hour brought to you by Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations, 512-255-8678. They are the best in the business. They set the standard in audiovisual automation for 31 years. Now, over 31 years, they have been setting the standard. So if you are in this Austin, Texas, Central Texas area, go ahead and look them up, avconsultations.com, or give them a call. 255-8678. Again, it's 512-255-8678. For me, I have two 50-inch 4K televisions side by side. I get to watch multiple games. It was fun. Matter of fact, I was so into my element yesterday that I thought that the replay of the Bills and Ravens from last year was so real. It looked so authentic on this Tom McKay provided audio visual consultation provided television that I thought it was the real deal. I'm sitting here watching two football games, and Reed comes in the room and he's just like, "Dad, that's the game's not until tonight, man. Did you just wake up?" I'm like, no, of course I knew it was a replay. It says it on the TV right there. He's just like,
you're getting old, man. That's an old move right there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Old move. But, yeah, so
I think it was the fact that I had Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultation set me up such a great setup to where it just made it look so real and so authentic. That's why.
Yo, if you had AV Consultations, last night was a perfect example on why you needed it, because on one TV you could have had the Texas-Kansas State basketball game. On another, you could have had the Ravens versus the Bills. And then on another, you could have had the Texas State Championship game with Westlake versus South Lake Carroll. Like, all three games were going on at once.
And the possibilities are endless if you have Tom McKay, right?
Yeah, so it was nuts, and I understand why, you know, you would have that many TVs, because last night I was flipping channels like a madman because I don't have that type of setup. I need to get it.
We got to get you.
I just
we
don't
get
trust
set
it.
Up. We got to get you set up.
I know. My apartment complex, like, we don't know when we're going to move.
Yeah,
we
you got to wait
until
you move. That's
lease.
Just it, man. You got to wait
That's
until you
it.
Move. All right, well, you know what's moving is my lineup here for Daily Fantasy Sports. The needle is moving up, man. So, all right, I got two lineups out there, and the one's looking okay,
All right, it's looking all right. The one that I had Josh Allen as a quarterback in, because he underperformed. He only had about 12.7 points for fantasy yesterday. But everyone else showed up and fired off. But this contest that I'm in with this other lineup, my goodness, a chance to win $100,000, and I'm looking pretty nice. I got Diggs that went off. He was only 30% owned. He went off for 27 points. And then I had the Bills defense. They're owned at 15%. They went off for 19 points. And then today, still to play, I guess I can do it since we only got 10 minutes until the roster's out there, until the roster's locked. But I also had Akers go off. He's been owned half. Damn, now that's a lot of ownership. That's a lot of ownership for Akers there. 48% in this huge contest. So a lot of people had Akers, especially, you know, coming off of the good game that he had last week. And then, so I'm riding with Baker today, Zay. I'm riding with some Baker. I got Baker going up against this Chiefs defense here. The Chiefs are 30th at allowing quarterbacks to score on them. And then I'm also going to have the 1-2 combination there from him and Nick Chubb. I already talked a little bit about that. And then, dude, I got Tyreek Hill still to play here. Now, he was my most expensive dude. One of my most expensive dude, $8,000 for to have this dude in your lineup. And then I'm going to take a flyer on Antonio Brown, man. For $5,400, you can get him in your lineup. He was only targeted 3 times last week, but he was targeted 15 times 2 weeks ago, Zay. I'm going to take a nice little flyer on that. I got Austin Hooper, for a little bailout there for Baker Mayfield. I think that'll work out. And then I got Leonard Fournette. He's getting the nod from Arians. He's going to be the starting running back in that backfield for the Buccaneers. Man, I think I got a nice little play. I think I'm going to have a nice little payday, Zay.
Not too shabby, my man. Not too shabby. I hope you have a better day than Walsh did.
Sure. Walsh is hurt. But see, Walsh had a really good week 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like, right. Walsh was swimming in Scrooge McDuck. You know what I mean? From DuckTales. Yeah, that was a great cartoon.
I wish we could watch that.
A little before my time, but.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was
bro,
a classic.
Bro, what? I'm younger than you. I watch DuckTales.
Sam, you have an old soul, bro.
You are an old soul. You are like a relic, brother.
I'll take that as a compliment.
That is a compliment. I like relics. Relics are good. Is relics meant to be a bad thing?
I don't know.
Are relics seen as a bad thing? Because I always thought it was just like an old, prosperous, prestigious type of weapon or gear or something like that.
I just think of like old thing, probably something like Indiana Jones would stick in a warehouse. So I'll take that. I'll be sitting chilling next to the Ark of the Covenant and the lame-ass crystal skull.
Wow, man. I didn't mean that you should belong in a museum.
Oh, well, okay, so now you're taking your compliment back?
Oh, now you're going to be like that. Okay, no. No, I meant what I said. I definitely meant what I said. All right, we got a lot of good, really good contests looking up here. Okay, so I'm going to go out on not really a limb here. I think the Browns upset the Chiefs because, I do. I think the Browns can go into Arrowhead and upset the Chiefs. Now, I'll look like a genius if this happens. But I don't know. I think, with the ground and pound game, I think that's kind of where you want to go. If they can get ahead, that's kind of a cop-out. You can't sit there and say they win if they do this. But I think the Browns do win. I think they come out and they do get a – really good established run game here going with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. And I think the Patty Mahomes and the defending champions got to play from behind, and they're definitely capable to come back and play from behind. But in this first game coming up, I think the Browns are going to shock the world. Zay, you mentioned it's really hard to repeat, man. And I think they do it. I also think, it doesn't really matter. I think the Saints win, but after this week, I think it belongs to Green Bay. The NFC is represented by Green Bay, and I don't know, man. I think the Bills shocked the world. We'll get to that next week, but Zay, what do you think, man? You like anything from – you think the Browns upset?
No, I think it's going to be a blowout. Blowout.
All right, so Wagner's crazy, as usual. Hey, Sammy, great stuff, man. Good producing, except for, even the dump. When we had the dump, that was even fun. I love you, man. Everybody loves Sam. Everybody loves Zay. Hopefully everybody loves me. I love you guys. You guys are great, man. I love you so much. Without you guys, without Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations, you guys kind of make this whole thing go around. So you guys know the drill, man. Happy Martin Luther King Day tomorrow. Until next week, you guys know the drill. enjoy the ride.